KALW.
From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Oakland. I'm from East Oakland.
I live on Belvedere Street, two blocks up from Haight.
I'm from the Sunset.
The foggy inner Sunset.
I live in the Mish.
Coming up, the multi-billion-dollar Transbay Transit Center is almost open, but it's not what voters were promised.
Right under the Transit Center is basically a big empty concrete box.
Waiting for the trains to come. Then three reporters from the KALW newsroom travel from Oakland to Stanford by bike, BART, and car. Who will get there fastest? And maybe more importantly, who has the best commute?
I think I'm gonna win.
I'm gonna win because I'm in the car.
I'm probably not gonna win, really.
An amazing race coming up on Cross Currents. It was supposed to be the Grand Central Station of the West, connecting buses, BART, Caltrain, and high-speed rail. But so far, it's a $2.1 billion bus stop. The Transbay Transit Center in downtown San Francisco opens to weekday bus commuters for the first time next week. But the lower levels of the center, designed for trains, will stay empty for at least another decade. I joined our reporter Eli Wirtschafter to talk about it at the new terminal, known as the Salesforce Transit Center. So, Eli, we're here.
We are here. We're here in downtown San Francisco. We're near Mission and Howard. You can see Mission Street right there. Lots of cars going by. And yeah, the cars are going under the new Transbay Transit Center.
The Salesforce Tower is way, just towering above us.
Yeah, we're right across the street from the Salesforce Tower. And all around us, there's just tons of construction going on, new high-rises coming up. And the brand new thing in front of us is the new Transbay Transit Center. And to me, it kind of looks like a really nice parking garage.
Yeah.
It's three blocks long. It's got this kind of lacy siding. Lacy metal siding.
How would you describe it? Very stylish.
It's stylish. It feels stylish.
So as we look up at this together, can you explain what's going on, from top to bottom? What is this?
Okay, top to bottom view. At the top, you see those trees up there?
Yes.
That's basically a big public park. Three block long, green roof with a fountain that shoots up water when buses arrive. That's on the top level. This third story, which stretches over the street, the one that arches over Mission right here.
Under the roof garden.
Under the roof garden. This is where buses arrive. So AC Transit buses come in from the East Bay. They now have their own ramp coming straight off the Bay Bridge so that those buses can come up here onto the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And then right in front of us, past these big glass windows, the big kind of mallish atrium area. So I imagine this will feel a little like an airport mall where you've got different retail and maybe a couple offices.
Coffee shops, restaurants.
Coffee shops and restaurants, and people can sort of congregate here.
All right, so this is all great, but I thought this was supposed to connect up with BART and other trains. So where's that?
Right, so that is what's still missing. For BART, transit planners are planning to build a block-long tunnel underground from here to the Embarcadero BART station. Hasn't been built yet. The main thing that hasn't been built is the connection to Caltrain and high-speed rail, which, of course, high-speed rail doesn't even exist yet. But the plan there has to do with building a tunnel. So you know the Caltrain station in Mission Bay, by AT&T Park?
Yes.
4th and King?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the farthest north Caltrain station right now. In order to get the trains here, they have to burrow a tunnel a mile and a bit underground from there to this spot. And that project has been delayed. That was originally supposed to be done in 2020. Now the plans say they'll take until 2028, almost a decade from now. So right now, right under where we are, right under the transit center is basically a big empty concrete box, an empty shell that is built ready for Caltrain and high-speed rail to arrive, but that's not gonna happen for at least another 10 years. At the cost of at least another $4 billion.
So why hasn't this happened yet?
Well, the main reason that the tunnel hasn't been built yet is it's not just a Caltrain tunnel, it's also a high-speed rail tunnel. And the high-speed rail project, you know, has faced a lot of opposition and is years behind schedule and is billions of dollars over budget. So that's taking longer than planned. And meanwhile, San Francisco keeps considering changes to its plan for the tunnel. And the more you plan, the longer things take, the longer things take, the more they cost. So the timeline for this whole project is a lot longer and the budget is a lot bigger than it was originally planned to be.
So how did the project begin? Where did this idea come from?
So there's been a Transbay terminal here on this site since 1939. It was actually originally a train station back when trains used to travel under the Bay Bridge, on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Wished I lived in that time. That ended in the 50s. Since then, it's been a terminal for buses coming from the East Bay. So we have this sort of perpetual problem in the Bay Area that our transit systems aren't well connected. So for decades, planners had this idea of what if we can create something that would be like the Grand Central Station of the West, or the Grand Central Station of San Francisco, where all our different transit systems can meet up. BART, buses, Caltrain, and then eventually high-speed rail. San Francisco voters approved the idea of a new Transbay terminal here in 1999.
So the next question is San Francisco paying for this?
Yeah, San Francisco's paying for a part. The money comes from all over the place. There's local, state, federal funds, bridge tolls cover part of it. And then private companies are ending up paying for it too. So you know how this is actually called the Salesforce Transit Center?
Yes.
Yeah, so that does not come free. Salesforce paid over $100 million for the rights to name the transit center that's right across from their huge tower.
So is this then pretty much a rooftop park and a bus stop?
That's kind of what we're getting for now. But I think that the impact of this transit center has already been larger than if it was just a bus stop.
Wow.
Well, so this area around us, this used to be like the maze of freeway ramps for the Embarcadero Freeway, which was torn down in the 90s. And in the 2000s, when the city was trying to figure out how to pay for this transit center, which was getting more and more expensive, they came up with a plan to take this land that used to be freeways and sell it and turn it into skyscrapers. When the city sold that land, they took the proceeds and they're paying for the transit center with that money. And there's also other building fees for the high-rise developers that are also going towards the transit center. And the idea is this is going to be a new Transbay district, major business and also residential district with all these high rises built around what they hope will be a major transit hub, even if it's not one yet. So although right now it feels just like a big bus stop,
it's pretty
and it's already changing the skyline. That hole in the ground has a lot to do with that huge tower, that huge Salesforce tower that you can now see from practically anywhere in the Bay Area.
Okay, I'm back in the studio after talking with our transportation reporter, Eli Wertschafter, at the Transbay Transit Center in downtown San Francisco. If you've got a transportation story you think we should report on, get a hold of Eli at transportation@klw.org. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It's not just you. That morning commute is getting longer and longer. As the local economy picks up steam, more and more people are getting in their cars, riding BART, and hopping on their bikes to get to work. This means everyone is spending more time on the road and is doing it less comfortably. Researchers have created this heroic-sounding category called the super commuters. Those are people who spend at least 90 minutes commuting to work each day. Doesn't sound very super at all, and it doesn't feel very super, I can tell you that. They studied a decade's worth of data and found there are more than 100% more super commuters since 2005. One especially tough commute is from the East Bay to the job-heavy peninsula. Dozens of miles of freeways and tolls and traffic, and few transit options. A few years ago, three reporters from our newsroom decided to test all the options with a race from North Oakland to the heart of Silicon Valley, Stanford University in Palo Alto. Ashley-Ann Krigbaum drove, Jeremy Dalmas hopped on public transit, and Ben Trefney traveled by bike and ferry. Whose commute would be the fastest and whose would be the most pleasant? Here's what happened.
Here we are outside of Beauty's Bagel Shop.
Yep.
On Telegraph in Oakland. It's just after 7 a.m., just after they open. And this is Ben Trefney.
Ashley Ann Krigbaum.
Jeremy Dalmas.
Well, we're about to race.
I think I'm going to win. I have a good bagel and a cup of coffee.
I'm going to win because I'm in the car.
I think that I very well might win because I have the power of righteous biking. I'm probably not going to win, really. But I really better get going because I actually have to catch this ferry or else I'm going to lose half an hour. Goodbye.
Okay, I'll call you when I get there first. Bye, Jeremy. I'll call you when I get there first. I know I'm going to win, so I don't really have to really hoof it, you know?
Turn left.
I just passed one of those portable speedometers on the side of the road from the Oakland Police Department. I said I was going 14. I am definitely hitting lights, and it's 7:35. I think the ferry leaves at 7:45. This is gonna be tight. Jeremy's probably eating his bagel.
9-car train, 4-5-4-8-4-2-3.
I'm at MacArthur Station right now. My train's about to arrive. I can see pretty much all of the freeways from here, and it looks like they're all pretty empty. So it's probably going to be a pretty quick car commute.
So it's still really sparse on the freeway. It doesn't even feel like it's a commute time. You get cool factors for biking, but you don't really get cool factors for driving by yourself in your car. I wonder how far Ben is. I hope he didn't miss his ferry.
I made it just in time.
South City, Oyster Point.
Oh, there's a lot of bicycles on here. Oh, and we're already moving.
It's located on each deck. Ring buoys are located on each deck and inflatable life vests.
Our train is very packed. I'm gonna try and get on the front car. Hopefully it'll be a little less packed. Excuse me. Sorry.
Millbrae train. Millbrae train now departing. Doors are closing.
Okay, so I'm on the front car of the Millbrae train. It's very quiet. It's a little awkward that I'm talking right now. And it's also very hot.
Ma'am, I wish he were mine. That handsome boy over there, just look at the way he stares. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. It actually makes sense for me to take my car, even if I'm alone sometimes. I thought, well, for the same price, I actually get there half an hour earlier. So really, I'm using my car because I want that extra time that I would be spending if I was taking BART. The only time I want to go on BART is when I have a time luxury.
In a quarter mile, take the exit toward Dumbart Bridge.
So we are slowing down a little bit. Super smooth ride. The bay water is glassy. I just saw a fish jump. There's birds out in the water, and we are approaching Oyster Point. Hi. I work for KALW. We're doing a story about the bike ferry commute. Would you mind telling me what your name is and where you're coming from and going?
Okay, Lisa Belmont, and I commute from Berkeley to South San Francisco at Genentech. Commute's the best part of my day now. It's really social on the ferry. Well, on the way home, too, there's a bar that, you know, I don't take advantage of often, but it really kind of makes it a casual social atmosphere. So.
I can definitely imagine. Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
All right, so 8:24, lovely little ferry stop. That was just a great ride. The bicyclists have all spread out to where they're going, and I got to figure out where I'm going.
Hello, Newark. Ooh, and the traffic is flowing. Yeah, okay. So the latest stats from the U.S. Census, so that's about 2006, 2010, say that the amount of people who traveled alone in the Bay Area accounted for 68% of all commuters. 2.2 million commuters. So we wave at the nice truck. Thank you. Inching my way to the Dumbarton Bridge exit. Oh, I can smell victory. Welcome to Stanford Banner. Why, thank you, Stanford Banner.
You have arrived.
Oh, but where do I park? Okay.
So I've been on the road for about an hour and 45 minutes so far, or something. It's been pretty nice so far.
Oh, hey, it's Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Hi, Ashley Ann.
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
Good. Where are you?
I have made it to the bell tower.
No way. Really?
I'm here, yeah. Finally made it, so.
Well, I guess you won because I'm not there yet.
Oh, yeah, and Jeremy's not here either.
Oh. Well, congratulations. I'm in Millbrae.
Oh, cool. So Jeremy was just there. He called me maybe 15 minutes ago to say he was waiting for a Caltrain at Millbrae.
Ah, well, how about that? So maybe he's still waiting. Jeremy! Jeremy! I don't see him. All right, well, I'm going to get back onto it.
Godspeed. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Caution, the doors are about to close.
Most people are on their phones, but maybe I can find someone else to talk to.
First, can I ask your name?
Sure, Melody. Tullier.
And I was wondering if I can ask you about your commute.
Bane of my existence.
So, on an average day, you commute?
About 4 hours a day. It's the length, but I think there's also cost related to it, right? So, I would say between 300 to 400 a month or so, roughly. I mean, it's fine because I do earn a decent living, but there are some people who don't.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Okay, we're pulling into... Oh, Palo Alto. This is my stop. Better get off.
Hi, does this this bus go to Stanford? What?
It'll work.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, it is 9:30. I'm in San Mateo. There's no bike lane, which is annoying. And I've not seen any bicyclists since I got onto El Camino Real. And that always makes me a little more nervous. Very cool to see all these businesses. There's so much commerce along El Camino Real. So many different languages. Peruvian, Mexican, Chinese, Vietnamese. But anyway, I will press on.
And there's the clock tower. I'm only about a couple hundred feet away.
Ashley Ann Krigbaum, how are you doing?
Well, I won.
I've been here for about a half an hour.
How do you feel about losing?
I mean, I think the thing about a good commute is not how long it takes, but how you feel during the commute. The BART part was pretty miserable, but Caltrain was really pleasant. Ben, you made it. Oh.
Oh, that felt good.
I thought we would never see you again.
I was really concerned I wasn't going to make it. I started thinking about taking the bus.
Really?
Yeah. I knew you guys were here, and I almost gave up, but I would not commute by ferry and then come to Stanford. I think that's insane. All right, so Ashley Ann, you won.
I won.
And how long did it take you about?
It was about an hour and a half from Beauties to Bell Tower.
So then how long did it take Jeremy to get here?
So about 2 hours-ish.
I think it took me like 3 hours and 20 minutes or something like that. And how much do you think this all cost you?
I did the math, and it came to about $14.25, and that was for gas and wear and tear on the car, plus $6 for the toll, plus $3 for parking.
So 23, 24, something
ish.
Like that?
Yeah, I think so. But I will say that I had 5 seatbelts in the car, so if I were carpooling, that could go down a whole lot.
And how about you, Jeremy?
So it was about $9.65 one way.
And then for me, the biking is free, parking is free. The ferry costs 7 I'm not sure I'd be ready for a work day at this point. Though I did run into a dude who was biking 40 miles to get to Google. If it was just the first part and I was taking a bike and a ferry and then just a short bike ride, that would be great. That would just be great. And the people I talked with who did that, they loved it. Overall, what's your takeaway from commuting that way?
If I had to do it, I think I would want to do public transportation. I think that's the method I'd want to do, because I don't really like being in a car and commuting that way. And I can also maybe, you know, I could do work on the Caltrain, which neither of you could probably do.
But nonetheless, Jeremy, I think that I win.
No, but I won.
No, but I win because I feel good.
I think we all won, guys. I think we all won.
That was Jeremy Dalmas, Ben Trefney, and Ashley Ann Krigbaum racing for bragging rights in their morning commute a few years ago. Congratulations, guys. But sorry, Bay Area commuters, it's even more crowded and more expensive now. Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, Nina Gensler-Deb, Sarah Harrison, Mary Franklin Harvin, Angela Johnston, Lisa Morehouse, Marissa Ortega-Welch, Beau Walsh, Priscilla Wilson, and Eli Wirtschafter. Gabe Graben and James Rowlands engineer the show. Shireen Adil is our content manager. Jen Chien is our managing editor. Ben Trefney is our news director. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet. Tune into Cross Currents tomorrow at 5. Until the late 1970s, California doctors had the power to sterilize patients without their consent.
There's been work done to try to identify, pull up the records and really document who were victims. And what we estimate from the research that was done is that there's approximately 600 people who are alive today who were forcibly sterilized under this policy.
A new bill provides compensation for those affected. Hear about it tomorrow at 5 on Cross Currents from KLW News. This music is by Chris Kane. His Bay Area-based band is playing at Biscuits and Blues tomorrow night in San Francisco. Show starts at 7:30. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.
Baby.